In Tokyo Story 1, Lotus Garden, it does deal with the idea of the floating world and pleasure pursuits. In Hiroshige's original, he depicts an iris garden, and you can see in the midground women picking the irises for sale, for market. And actually, when I was there, it was more the season of water lilies. I felt they would be a useful way to kind of update the original. But rather than seeing people picking commercially flowers, which you don't see in the centre of Tokyo anymore, what I've replaced it with is a woman in the kind of leisurely pursuit of photographing flowers. And that's something I came across a lot, of course, some people walking the parks, taking photographs. So I kind of felt that that felt like an honest way to update the original, because this is what people do with their spare time. They do enjoy spending time in the parks, recording what they see. If you look carefully at the water, you can see there's summer rain kind of making little ripple marks on the water. And then at the bottom, there's a catfish, which actually is known in Japanese culture to exhibit strange behaviour before an earthquake. So suddenly this image seems to have more poignancy now with the events of March this year.